Hidden Battles, Destigmatizing Mental Illness, a weekly podcast where passionate advocates of mental health converge to illuminate unseen struggles faced by millions. Join Jeremy, Terrell, and Lorraine as they delve into candid conversations about stigmas, cultural risk, values, intersectionality, and mental health. Hear from mental health professionals and those diagnosed with a mental illness. Together, they put on the table the things people think about but are afraid to talk about. Get ready to embark on an insightful journey.
Listen weekly on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, and subscribe, like, and please share with family and friends that can benefit. See you on the journey.
Let's listen in.
And they just constantly and persistently send you everything either negative about the people that you hate or positive about the people that you love. You become propagated.
Right. And so the media is in the news industry is in the business of making money.
Yeah.
And anytime that you can get people's blood pressure up over a particular candidate or a particular subject matter, people like, why do you think reality shows do so well? Because they like controversy. They like to hear the dirt, see the dirt, you know? And I know years ago, like a lot of years ago, I learned that one of the reasons why Reader's Digest was so popular is because of the type of stories that you were able to read when you purchased the Reader's Digest magazine. So the media,
smut, dirt,
exactly. So you know, in the news business, if it bleeds, it leads. And so anything that is negative, there's like then you could probably get into this. People have a thirst for a lot of people, and enough people have a thirst for negativity. And they keep coming back because they want to know what other people's dirt is. And they get some sort of psychological high looking at, aha, look at them, you know, type of mindset, you know.
Well, and that's what we're talking about, you know, taking cultural risks and learning that, you know, I think one of the toughest things a human being can do is say, you know, and when I was providing therapy, we would have this exercise where we would have everybody write the worst things that happened to them in their life, confidentially, throw them all in a pot in the middle and mix it up. And then everybody got to choose one and they had to read it out loud and they had to decide whether or not they wanted that life or theirs. And so it's a way of kind of like taking a look at victim mentality. And so I think what you're pointing to, and I don't have actual data, you know, and causation to say this, but I would assume that the distraction of other people's ailments and mistakes is something that's plotted and planned, because sociologists know that nobody wants to take a look inside.
Yeah.
The shadow, Carl Jung talks about it. We do not want to expose our shadow. We don't want to let the world know the depths of who. Sure, we can tell a trauma story because it gets his attention. Mm-hmm. But what did it make us do? Did it make us assault others? Did it make us steal? Did it make us drug use? Did it make us be abusers? Did it make us, you know, and I could do, did it make us all down the line?
Yeah.
But then if I can find out that Martin Luther King was doing such and such, or Malcolm was doing such and such, or Bobby or JFK were doing such and such with such and such women, and suppose, I mean, give me a break. Ted Kennedy let a woman drown. No, he was scared shitless. He was a fucking kid.
Right.
Didn't know what to do. And then it turned into, no, he's a rich white boy that doesn't get any accountability. I'm sure he's lived with that for the rest of his life, you know, the guilt and the shame, you know. And so, you know, that's how I ask other people to take a look. I mean, when we were talking last week, one of the assignments that we were given was take a look at the other side. Mm-hmm. Just take a look at it.
Yeah.
You know, take a look at the other side, because when you sit down with politicians or you sit down with the people that you disagree with, you start to find out that maybe your kids go to school together, or that maybe they play. Or maybe they're like this kid like Jeremy that was just naive to the world when he was younger and culture didn't really matter. We were just playing. And so when you can start to say as an adult, I'm going to sweep my own porch before I even touch yours. I am never going to have a judgment, nor am I ever going to offer help to anybody, whether you're a therapist or a doctor or a lawyer, until your side of the street's clean. Because if you don't, that shadow will always outshine your light. And so that, to me, when we're getting down to down and dirty to deconstructing or discerning truth, it's not about the news and who's telling what. It's the truth within. It's what is your truth? What is actually you? And I don't want people to be individualistic and this white European centric, you do it everything all by yourself. But once you actualize who you are, then you find other people like you that align with your mission and vision and values, and you create a team or a tribe of people to further your mission, which is exactly what I'm asking from my perspective viewers to do. If you can align with us on any, even one value, listen to us. If everything that you're listening to you is hogwash and you've actualized, you've taken a look at who you are, don't bore yourself with our show. But if you actually say, I believe in being an advocate when it makes me uncomfortable, or whatever we end up coming with our values, those have to be aligned.
Yeah.
And with your job, you're ordering from Amazon. Do your values match Amazon's values? Super Saver, Hy-Vee, Kroger's, you know, any of those businesses that you're buying and purchasing from, that's why I say it's a foundation. We'll build upon that later. Mm-hmm. But if you're buying food from a grocer who is just buying some bullshit antibiotic hormonal meats, but you value health, you spend that extra money to go buy your health, because I can tell you your $30 billion mansion will amount to nothing when you have cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disorder. You'll rather live in a hut than have to deal with that. So your second largest expense should be food.
So that's a lot, Jeremy, to unpack, because for those individuals who let me go back to I think fear is part of the deal here, in terms of we're talking about repurposing, reevaluating. Yeah. I'm sure there are a lot of people that understand that they may not be the kindest person, or that they have some hangups, and so they get in what's called a comfort zone in their environment. And they want to like just stay in their environment, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have a group of folks who like playing tennis, and you hang out with your tennis buddies, or you hang out with the guys that you're comfortable, gambling with, playing cards, and you all have the same mindset. And so you're in that comfort zone. You know, you have various social groups and organizations who are just stuck in that spot, mm-hmm. and are comfortable being who they are within that community and group of people. However, they may know that they should not maybe associate with these type of people, or I really don't agree with everything that they're saying, but I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be ostracized.
Yeah.
So how does an individual who within his soul or her soul really wants to repurpose their lives, yet their environment is pulling them back in and saying, you're good, you're okay?
Yeah, you know, but I think of the opposite. What about the person who's living on a tribe? You even dare ask a native to leave the reservation? That's one of the most insulting things you can say. And so one of the mistakes I made when I was doing therapy with individuals who were Native American, I'm like, why are you sharing your money? Why are you sharing your food? Why are you sharing this? Why don't you just leave the reservation? And then I come to realize that I had no business being there saying those things, because it's none of my business. But to go to your point, if I'm somebody who's trying to actualize, I don't want to really dictate environment or say what somebody should or shouldn't do in an environment, because it's way too nuanced. But what I would say is that if I'm a person who is living in an environment and it's tight-knit and I'm comfortable with it, live there. Do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't care. be a golfing buddy, be a, you know, whatever, buddy, tennis, whatever. But when you get, when your daughter gets ran over by a drunk driver, or you have a mental health patient who has been untreated, shoot up a school, maybe then you'll realize that your nest isn't so comfortable. Maybe then you'll realize that, again, I said, you don't have to be altruistic to be a part of this mission. You have to be utilitarian. Mm-hmm. I need to take care of other parts of the country and other parts of the world so it doesn't end up on my doorstep. It's a very Eurocentric, very, you know, utilitarian perspective that, that, you know what, I'm going to stay up in this mansion up here and here and here, but I'm not immune to anything. And if you trick yourself into thinking that since I'm in a castle and I'm in a $3 million mansion, that my children are immune to opioid disorders, mm-hmm. or that my children are immune to this, that, or the other, you're delusional, like to the nth degree. And so while you might be in these clubs, and I don't want to attack family members who just don't know, so there, because what you're talking about is a, what I heard you talking about was avoidance.
Right, exactly.
That I don't need to worry about any of that, right. Because my side of the street, exactly. is good.
Right.
While your side of the street might be good, the other side of the street might come across the street.
Exactly.
And so now if you're a – I don't care your affluency level. If you just don't know and you don't know about these things and you're uneducated, then keep listening to what we're saying, because right. we're going to try to get you there.
Right.
But if it's just like, I think I'm better than you so that I don't need to worry about this,
mm-hmm.
good luck.
That's a good point, and we're going to leave it there. Please, if you're listening, watching, go to the website, which is www.hiddenbattlesdmi.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. We'll see you on the other side.
Hidden Battles, Destigmatizing Mental Illness, a weekly podcast where passionate advocates of mental health converge to illuminate unseen struggles faced by millions. Join Jeremy, Terrell, and Lorraine as they delve into candid conversations about stigmas, cultural risk, values, intersectionality, and mental health. Hear from mental health professionals and those diagnosed with a mental illness. Together, they put on the table the things people think about but are afraid to talk about. Get ready to embark on an insightful journey.
Listen weekly on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, and subscribe, like, and please share with family and friends that can benefit. See you on the journey.